Proclamation number 7190 of 18th of October, 1958. The Battle of Darkness Against Light. The Battle of Darkness Against the Light is taking place to such an extent that people's resistance to the introduction of light can be explained. For the Prince of Darkness is at work everywhere where only a spark of light threatens to flash through, where truth wants to assert itself against lies and error. Therefore, where the forces of light are at work, darkness preserves the followers of God's adversary, but light snatches them away from him. And therefore he will do everything in his power to prevent the light bearers from working. But the will of those light bearers successfully opposes his power because he cannot force this will, and as soon as the will is therefore directed towards God, God's power stands opposite the Prince of Darkness against whom he cannot fight. But his counteraction will be recognizable wherever the light is to be carried and a person is active on God's behalf in order to preach the gospel to his fellow human beings, and where this proclamation happens in a lively manner. A dead preacher of the word is no danger to him, because such a preacher does not bring light but often deepens the darkness. And yet, God lets light bearers arise everywhere, and he himself guides the truth to them, the light which is to bring knowledge back to people. And those bearers of light are now active on his behalf, supported by himself through his everlasting supply of grace, for it is urgently necessary that a light be brought into the dark night. It is necessary that people be helped to find their way out of the darkness into the light of the morning. And even the dark forces will never succeed in extinguishing a light which has been kindled by God's love. Such a little light will always flare up and break through, and it will shine brightly into the night. And even if it encounters resistance, the benefit of its rays will nevertheless be felt by many who want to escape the night. And these will gratefully step into its light and allow themselves to be illuminated. And where once the night is broken, there it will also be dispelled and remain forever. Amen.